Are you currently in a job that feels like it's sucking the life out of you? A job that causes you to doubt yourself, your abilities, and your purpose? A lot of women are unhappy at work and feel stuck, stagnant, and undervalued because of it. But the problem is they have no idea what they would do instead, and that usually stems from confusion. If that sounds like you, in today's episode, I'm sharing 5 reasons why you're confused about your next career move and what you can do about it. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I share quick insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who was able to turn my own frustration from being in an unfulfilling career into the framework I now use to help other women find their fulfilling career and job search with confidence. Let's dive in. Okay, so let's talk about the 5 reasons why you are most likely confused about your next career move. And the first reason is that you don't know yourself well enough. The thing about a fulfilling career is that it is aligned with who you are. And when I say who you are, I'm not just talking about like your favorite color or what you like to do in your free time. Even though all of those things are important and can inform your decision, they are not the foundation. The things about yourself that you really have to know are 1, your non-negotiable values, 2, your zone of genius interest areas, and 3, your high power skills. So your values are going to inform the types of industries and companies that you will find most aligned. Your interests are going to inform the types of industries and roles that you will find most aligned. And your skills are going to inform the types of roles that you find most aligned. And so if you are someone who's currently unhappy with the work you're doing now and you're trying to figure out what your next career move needs to be, if you haven't clarified those foundational aspects of who you are, what you'll find yourself doing is that you're going to be going online, LinkedIn, Indeed, Monster, Google, whatever it may be, and you're scrolling job boards trying to figure out what you should do. But more often than not, when you come across a role, you have no idea of figuring out if you're going to actually enjoy that role or not. Like what usually happens is you look at a role and you're like, I don't know if this is going to be better than what I'm doing now. I don't know if I'm going to enjoy this. And so it feels like you're looking at all these roles, you're reading about all these jobs, you're consuming all this information, but you can't actually make a decision because you don't have any parameters by which to evaluate all the options that are available to you and to decide on your next move. And so what might end up happening is that you just look at your resume, you just look at your work history and use that to decide what to do next. But if the jobs you've been doing in the past aren't fulfilling, if you haven't been enjoying them, then you'll just end up in another situation that is not fulfilling. And then you're in cycles of bad job after bad job after bad job. So the second reason, that's reason number 1, you don't know yourself well enough. The second reason why you are likely confused about your next career move is that you don't know what you don't like, specifically what you don't like about that job you're in now. So yes, you know that you don't like the work that you're doing, but honestly, that's not good enough. It's just not, because you can say that you don't like what you're doing, and then you can look for a new job and usually out of desperation, just pick something else and transition into doing something else. Then what usually happens is 3 months in, 6 months in, you hate that job also, right? Like you've only been in that job for a few weeks and you're already looking around like, girl, this ain't it. Like I already know that I can't do this. And usually the reason why that happens is that you made a transition into something else, but similar to that first reason, you likely made your next decision based on what you've already done, and you knew you didn't like what you've already done, and so you ended up in a new job that you also don't like. It's like this convoluted mess. So you have to specifically get clear about what you don't like about that job you're in now. Is it your manager? Is it your colleagues? Is it the compensation? Is it your commute? Is it the actual work task that you're doing day to day? Is it how your office looks? Like, what exactly don't you like about the work you're doing now? Because once you figure that out, that also helps you figure out how to eliminate some options when you're trying to figure out your next career move, which can improve your decision making. And this is something I tell my clients, is that a lot of times we often kind of disqualify, or I should say we often look down on the power of being able to say a quick no. Like, being able to look at something and quickly say no is a gift in itself. Because oftentimes what happens when you're trying to figure out your next career move, which I said this earlier, is you're spending so much time looking at jobs and trying to figure out if it's right, if it's wrong, you're hemming and hawing, going back and forth, should I do this, should I not, that you're wasting so much energy trying to figure things out that by the time it comes time to make a decision, you are super drained and don't have the energy to make a decision. And so what happens is, or what you need to do is, when you know what you don't like about a job, you can look at potential roles and very quickly say no, because you're seeing some things on there that are very reminiscent of what you're trying to avoid. And so if you don't get clear on what you don't like about your current job, you're going to be constantly confused about your next career move and where you need to go next in your career. The third reason why you are confused about your next career move is that you are letting fear control you. You're letting your fear control you, whether it's the fear of the new job not working out, fear of not having the skills to do anything else, fear of getting a new job but getting paid less, fear of finding the new job that you do like but not being good enough for the job. Whatever it may be, you are letting fear keep you in a situation that is not working for you. And the problem with this is, until you take action, your fear is not going anywhere. Like, literally, the only way to get over fear is to make a decision. But your fear is keeping you from making a decision. It's a catch-22. And so you really have to just get to a point where you look at the information at hand in a smart way, right? If you kind of do the things I mentioned with reason one and reason two, and you have clear parameters, at some point you have to make a decision with 80% certainty. Like, you can't keep waiting until you are 100% sure about your next career move before you make your next career move. That actually reminds me of one of our coaching sessions in Find Your Fulfilling Career. So if you don't know FYFC, Find Your Fulfilling Career is my signature group coaching program where I help women who are unhappy at work get clear about their next career move. I remember earlier this year, we were in a coaching session and there was one woman who we had been talking about just fear for a while. And something that kind of came to me that I offered to her is, this is specifically for you if you're watching, if you're listening and you're a person of faith, and you keep saying you're waiting to be 100% certain, you're just waiting to be certain about your next career move, you're waiting to be sure until you make your next move. Well, if you're certain about your next career move, you don't need faith. Like, by its very definition, faith is taking action on things that you're not certain about. And so if you're saying that you trust God to guide you in your next career move, to order your steps, to keep you in his hand, but you're waiting until you're 100% sure before you make that move, that's not faith, that's certainty. And you don't need faith if you're already certain. And so that was a little bit of an aside, but just know that if you keep letting fear control you, you give over control of your career to your emotions, to your fear. Okay? The fourth reason that you are confused about your next career move is that you are waiting to find your passion. You're waiting for passion to magically drop itself in your lap so that you can follow your passion and find work that you love. And look, if you have been in my hemisphere for any length of time, you probably already know what I'm about to say, but I'm gonna say it again because it bears repeating. You can't find passion, okay? Passion doesn't magically drop itself in your lap. Passion is the fruit that grows out of the seeds that are your interests. And I already talked about this with the first reason, is you have to clarify your interest. But by its very definition, passion is an intense desire or enthusiasm for something, which means you have to know what that something is to become enthusiastic about it. And that's something usually stems from your interests. So what you need to do is actually clarify your interests, figure out which of those interests you actually want to go deeper into, which of those interests you can actually make a living from, which of those interests you actually lose time when you're engaging with it, and go deeper in it. Learn about it, develop your skills around it, take lessons in it, read books about it, go to conferences about it, do jobs that relate to it. And over time, your passion will reveal itself. By its very definition, passion is revealed while you are in action. So you have to be actively doing things to figure out what your passion is. But if you keep waiting for passion to fall in your lap before you figure out your next career move, you're going to be waiting for a very long time. Okay? And then the final reason that you are confused about your next career move is that you are waiting for that job that you hate to get better. Like, you're waiting for things to get better in your current job before you make a decision. And I see this a lot with women who have been in one job for a long time. So like, you've been there for 5, 8, 10 years, and you keep waiting for things to improve before you decide to do something else. But there's multiple problems with this. One, every day that you're waiting is another day that you spend miserable. So that's not serving you. And really, the thing that's working here is what we call the sunk cost fallacy, meaning that you are so afraid of feeling like you have wasted time, right? So I've been in this job for 5 years, and if I do something else, I would have wasted those 5 years, so I'm just gonna stay. But you're discounting the 10 years ahead of you that you can either spend being miserable in that job or doing aligned work that is fulfilling and satisfying, right? Like, all you're thinking about is the amount of time you've been in that job, and you're not considering the many more years that you're going to spend miserable in that job. And so yes, you're waiting for it to get better, but while you're waiting for it to get better, your physical health is suffering, your mental health is suffering, your relationships are suffering, you're losing confidence in yourself, your peace, your joy, your satisfaction are all suffering while you're waiting for that job to get better. And the other thing I want to offer you is, just because you're transitioning to something else doesn't mean you've wasted the amount of time you've been in that job. Because while you were there, you learned things about yourself, you developed new skills, you probably developed new relationships. All of that doesn't just disappear because you transition into something else. You can keep, well, first of all, you definitely will keep all your skills. If you put effort into it, you can keep the relationships you've built. And so you're not going to lose all those things. What you have to start asking yourself, instead of thinking about the amount of time you've invested, ask yourself, what is it costing you to stay in that job? While you're waiting for it to get better, what is it costing you? What is it costing you financially? What is it costing you spiritually? What is it costing you physically? What is it costing you mentally? What is it costing you relationally? Because you're waiting for it to get better, but literally history tells you that it's not going to get better. So that's just making you feel even more confused. And so those are the 5 reasons that you're likely feeling confused about your next career move. If any of those really resonated and you are ready, like you're saying, you know what, I'm ready to stop letting my emotions and my limiting beliefs keep me stuck in an unaligned career, then I invite you to check out, I have an on-demand training that literally walks you through the framework my clients have used to get over some of these beliefs that I shared with you, or some of these emotions that are keeping you stuck. If you go to learn.findyourfulfillingcareer.com, and that link will be in the show notes, you can, in less than an hour, learn the exact process to follow to discover a meaningful career that is aligned with you, regardless of your industry. So even if career tests, journaling, and job changes haven't worked for you, you will learn the exact 5-step system to help you step into a more meaningful and aligned career. If you enjoyed today's podcast, there are a couple of things that I would love for you to do. First, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, because I genuinely love hearing your thoughts. You can also help us reach others by sharing this episode with one person. Thanks again for joining us on the Fulfilling Career Podcast.